You can see my award-winning climate comedy show Spoilers at a festival near you, provided you live near or are going to McCunclith or Wells comedy festivals. More dates added soon near you, conceivably, who knows what might happen.
And if you are at Mac, come and see ComCom Redacted live at 4 p.m. on the Saturday.
Go to stuartgoldsmith.com and click the very attractive banner image to find out more.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to this micro podcast. I'm Stuart Goldsmith and I'm just here to tell you about all the things I'm going to try and see at the Edinburgh Festival and some other things as well that you might be able to see also, particularly because unlike in all of the other years I've known it, it seems that very few performers are registering for the 200 and something pounds with edfringe.com. So there is no one centralised place to find things. But hey, we've got the internet, right? So I've just been looking in the usual places and I'm going to rattle off a bunch of things I'm excited about before I do that. I've been really enjoying doing my mailing list things recently. If you're on the mailing list, thanks. Every time I send one now, I get loads and loads of you emailing back and saying useful things. And I would say in 10% of cases, checking whether I'm all right, because I do tend to overshare. But they're fun and funny, and if you would like to sign up for that mailing list, then there is an added incentive, a hook, if you will, the mouth of the funnel, which is that when you sign up, which you can do in the middle of the page at comedianscomedian.com or at the bottom of the page on stuartgoldsmith.co.uk, then you will get access as well as to a free stand-up comedy album of mine, An Hour, which I did in Edinburgh in, I think, 2015, but it's still good, and that's the one I listened to randomly on Spotify, and I forgot the end of the bit, and it came on and it made me laugh. So there you go. You've got the Goldsmith self, the auto seal of approval. But also you can get the James Acaster, the video of the second Insiders Only Zoom Q&A that we did with James Acaster. So that is available to you on the explicit understanding that you do not rip it and re-upload it to the internet like a bastard would do. So you can have a look at that. It's really fun and funny and interesting. And it's a bunch of the insiders in a room talking to James and fielding. I'm sort of facilitating them asking him their questions. So that's a little teaser item, but you can get the whole lot. It's about an hour. Plus, as I said, you can get my show from 2015, which is called An Hour. So you get all of that for signing up to the mailing list. And then, so far, I've done three of them. So let's commit to it regularly on a Monday every fortnight. You will get a fun missive from me, which I'm really, really enjoying doing. And thank you again for getting back to me about those. I am fine. Now, let's look at Edinburgh very quickly. There's 11% left on my MacBook. Let's see if we can rattle through these. Couple of things that have caught my eye particularly. I'm going to try and see Tom Little at PBH. The PBH is Free Fringe. Tom Little is... I don't have the details, but you can follow them at Free Fringe. Also, John Otway, who I've never managed to see, but I hear so much about John Otway, and he's a real sort of legendary Fringe character. Tom Little is... I mean, come on, he's doing a double thumbs up in his Twitter photo. You can't not like that. He's been very funny online over the last year and a half, so I'm going to try and see him. Other things include the Scummy Mummies are going to be at the Underbelly in Edinburgh. Myra Dubois, who I haven't ever seen, but I've heard lots about and see the posters everywhere. So they're there. I'm sure there's more stuff than that, but maybe that's all there is on sale just now. Jason Byrne is at the Multi-Story, as is Fred McCauley and friends. The Multi-Story is a sort of new venture by the Gilded Balloon, as far as I can make out. And most of the stuff... Oh, no, there's also the Pleasants. Adam Rowe is there, but too late for me to see. Brennan Rees and Jake Lambert, again, too late for me to see because I'm just doing a little bit. Dara O'Brien's doing a work in progress there. Ivo's there, Will Duggan, Tom Lucy, they're all there. Sean Walsh is there, we've done him. And as ever, as you know, I cannot prioritise people I've already seen, people who've already been on the podcast. Joe Thomas from The Inbetweeners is going to be there doing his show Try Not to Panic. I want to try and see Rachel Fairburn. I want to try and see Jamie McGrath. Hal Cruttenden is there, lovely friend of the show, Hal. Rajiv Karia is there, I know nothing about him. But I do know about Tessa Coates. She's doing, I think I might be able to see her solo Campfire. She's doing that on the 10th to the 12th of August. And of course, Mervyn Stutter and Friends is there. Are there enough shows in town to make up a whole Mervyn Stutter magazine type run? Who knows? That's all of that lot, but let's get to the meat of it now, which is the Monkey Barrel, where I'm going to be. Here are some of the exciting things at the Monkey Barrel. Ahir Shah, he's done the podcast. No type to see him, but he's always brilliant. Same with Olga, same with Garrett. Olga Koch and Garrett Millerick. Olga Koch's show is called Homecoming. Garrett Millerick is called Sports. Jordan Brooks has a show called Some Stuff. These are all work in progresses. Of course they are. You'd be insane to bring anything other than a work in progress or a tour prep or a cut and shut for a future special recording, as I am doing. You'd be mad to do anything other than that. Sunil Patel, my favourite. I like Sunil and I like his comedy very much, but my favourite thing is that his Instagram handle is Sunil Patel Solutions, and I literally cry with laughter every time I think of it. I'm not crying now, so let's delete the word literally, but I did once and I figuratively continue to. Fern Brady is warming up Autistic Bikini Queen, her work in progress ahead of a tour. Roscoe McClelland and Christopher MacArthur Boyd. I think I've seen Roscoe actually, but I keep hearing about Christopher MacArthur Boyd and I've never seen him, so I'll be remedying that at the Monkey Barrel at 9:30 nightly. I don't know which week, and to be honest, the website makes it quite hard to tell. But Stuart Laws is doing his show Single Father of None. I might even see that, because even though I can't prioritise him as a podcaster because he's been on the show, he's bloody lovely. Alex Keeley is on as well. Liam Withnail and Mark Jennings. Pierre Novelli, I've already bought a ticket for. Imagine that. Harriet Kemsley, I'll definitely see Harriet. Carl Hutchinson's up there as well, doing Two Nights Only. Very smartly titled. Stephen Bailey's doing a show called I Won't Lie, It's a Work in Progress. And that tickles me quite a lot. Who else? There are plenty of other people, but I have to continually refresh the thing to find them. Bobby Mayer is doing a show called Cockroach. Lovely to see Bobby Mayer there in his smart yellow suit. Lovely to see everybody either reusing existing promotional pictures, as I am and as Bobby is doing. That one, I think, is 2 years old. Equally, you're not going to spaff your whatever it costs you to get someone incredible to take your pictures on this business. Ian Smith's doing a work in progress as well. Nish Kumar is already sold out. Larry Dean is doing a work in progress. Alfie Brown is doing a work in progress, in which, and the photo is a candid shot of him feeding his new baby, who is an absolute beaut. And the title is Sensitive Man. Lovely stuff there from Alfie. Who else have we got? Come on, Luke Rollison. Never seen Luke Rollison. Very attractive picture, title and concept. It's called Bowerbird. And check out monkeybarrel.com to see a picture of Luke Rollison emerging from an orange thing. If there was another way of doing this where I didn't just have to go to monkeybarrel.com and keep hitting load more events, probably there is. There is another way of doing it, but I don't know. Sophie Hagen is optimistically working on a new show in case the world doesn't end. And Amy Matthews and Crystal Evans are there as well. I don't know them, but they're fast rising stand-ups, it says here, so that's good. Julia Masley, I don't know her either, but I like Choosh being a title for a show, and also Great Hat. Anything else from this? What you could do is go to monkeybarrel.com and keep hitting load more events, and this would be like a live commentary. Christian Brighty, Playboy, Emperor Clown Christian Brighty presents an absurd love letter to play, romance and stupidity. That's on after I'm up there, but again, Great Hat. This is Hat Watch, basically. Ed Gamble is doing a work in progress. I imagine that's sold out. But Ed, well done. What a lovely image that is of you standing in front of some neon things. Are there any more events to load? That's the question. This Is Your Trial is up there. That's always fab. George Fox and Chris Thorburn, work in progress there. I think one of them, at least, and I can't tell which one it is because I don't know them, is sort of broaching my copyright hair-wise, but we'll let it go for now. Any further more events? We've got The Big Show. Oh, that's like a regular thing. And that's it. And then there's someone at the very end called Amelia Baylor, or Violet Baylor, called WUBU2. That probably means something on the internet, which I don't understand and makes me feel very old indeed. Right, that'll do us. Apologies if you're at the very end of the list and I couldn't be bothered to continue pressing the button. Oh, John Luke Roberts is doing a thing, Is It Better? And, of course, there's people up there before me that I haven't mentioned. Josie Long, Catherine Bohart, they're all on now, I think. Elf Lyons is doing a show called Talk Dirty, as well as doing How to Start Clowning, although I suspect that is on today, right now, as I record this, so tough luck. And while I remember, so go and look at Sophie Hagen's website or social media, because she is doing a big kind of webinar about how to do stand-up comedy. And I think from the website, it's 3 hours long. And you could, I really like, she's got a sort of sliding scale whereby you can pay whatever you think it is likely to be worth, but you have to decide in advance. But you know what I mean? It's like a Patreon type thing that I do. So that's really smart. Those are all the things. Join the mailing list for me if you like, and later you can hear slightly more tailored and nuanced output than me simply scrolling down monkeybarrel.com and shouting excitedly about people's hats and hair. I can't wait. I'm so excited about it. I'll give you a full report when I'm back. Recording a podcast with Jonathan Coulton tomorrow now, and have just found out he pronounces it Coulton, despite the presence of a U in there. So hear me stumble over that at the beginning. And that episode will be with you in early September, because I'm taking August off to focus on all of this business. As you will have heard, if you're on the mail out, you will have heard me talking in some detail about a new bit I've got, which might begin the show. But what do I call it? What do I call the cut and shut by the time I tape it? Because it isn't end of, but it is going to be predominantly end of. And probably no one cares or will even notice. Let's go with that. Bye for now.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.